Breakfast
with Russ and Nadia
on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
Now, this morning we heard so many memories of your school librarian, whether they instilled a lifelong love of reading and books or they might have just provided a sanctuary for you at lunchtime. Teacher librarians do such an important job. I think that was very clear from your responses this morning. Yesterday there was a very interesting petition that was presented in Parliament with nearly 800 signatures, and it was from people concerned about the lack of qualified staff in public school libraries across WA. Natasha Giorgio is a teacher librarian. She's also the president of the WA School Library Association. Nice to talk to you, Natasha. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Nadia and Russell.
What does this petition call for?
Well, it actually calls for the government, in particular Legislative Council, to look at the situation which is happening in particularly state school libraries, because we've seen over the last, at least 10 years, a real erosion of the school library team, in particular teacher librarians, which are the specialist teacher. They've lost their jobs, so there are pretty much less than 40 full-time equivalents in all of the over 812 public schools in the state.
Why is there such a downward trend in people qualifying as teacher librarians or being employed in those jobs?
Well, it is, I suppose it's a bit like the chicken and egg, there is only one place now to get to qualification for teacher librarianship, and that's the Masters of Education at CSU in Canberra. So you have to, I think it's New South Wales, sorry, you have to do it online now. So there is now only one place to get your qualifications, and that is probably reflective that there are less positions available. I think it has a lot to do with, I think our move to within schools, when the digital revolution came in and the internet came into schools, you started to see more teacher librarians lose their positions, and obviously a big cut happened with budget cuts with public education, and it's actually happening now within private schools as well. But the shame is that it is teacher librarians who are the specialised staff who teach students how to be critical thinkers and users of information technology and digital literacy. So it's not just reading, it is teaching students how to, evaluate websites, build a positive digital footprint, evaluate information and synthesise and be critical thinkers of it. So that is lacking now in our schools.
So it's not just going, hey Sam, you're 13, you're not quite sure what to read, what about these books?
Yes,
They're proper lessons.
Yes, they're proper lessons, and teacher librarians are trained to work and collaborate with other subject teachers to develop information literacy skills within the curriculum and to provide not just resources, whether they're digital or physical, but actually give that expertise on, pedagogy on how to help, students become critical thinkers.
Okay, so you're asking for more funding, but to encourage teacher librarians back, you obviously don't want it to be just an online course.
No. What we want is basically school libraries to actually have a team again. What you're seeing is that school libraries are obviously still operating, but they are being managed by unqualified library staff, so library officer staff. And they're doing their hard, their best to manage, but they're not trained teachers, so with those skills are being missed because we don't have a team anymore.
How do you think this will manifest itself in years to come? What impact will it have on today's young people in 15, 20 years' time
already having an impact, Russell. We're already seeing universities, a few years ago now, they've implemented in first-year courses, every university in the country has a research course that undergraduates have to pass and take because they're going into university without research skills. So universities are seeing that. And what's happening is we're getting people going into the workforce or, becoming adults and not being critical users of of information. So they're just believing anything that's being said. I mean, we're seeing this. I mean, we saw this. We see this in America, don't we, with the whole political thing. You know, that, you know, just not being, not analysing, thinking clearly about what is being given to them. So just not critical. We're just not critical thinkers of him.
That's terrible to think if that's the byproduct of this. Natasha Giorgio, gosh, I can read. I should do that again, Natasha Giorgio. We really appreciate you being with us today.
No problems. Thank you very much for having me.
Good to talk to you. President of the WA School Library Association, of all the names to muck up. And she herself is a teacher librarian.